الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي درش پڑھ Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Hazrat Talha ibn Abdullah is another very senior Sahabi who was martyred in the Battle of the Camel. One from amongst the 10 who was given the glad tidings of Jannah from the Ashare Mubashara, and also one from the first 8 to have embraced Islam. He was amongst the first batch of Muslimin. Scholars have even mentioned that he is from amongst the first 5 to have embraced Islam by the invitation given to them at the hands of Siddiq Akbar, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah, a very senior Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself has mentioned an incident that led him towards embracing Islam, his own personal story incident. He says that he was a businessman, a partner to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Once he was in Basra, in the souk in Basra, and in Basra there was a famous scholar, a monk who would live in his own cell. And all of a sudden, once, he says, when I was in Basra, a monk came down from his cell. As he came down running, rushing towards the people in the souk, he was meeting everyone and saying to them that, is there anyone here from the sanctuary, as in from the city of Makkah? And so Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah looked at this monk with very long hair, a learned scholar, and waited that possibly there might be someone else from the city of Makkah. But no one approached him. And so he said, let me go and approach him. And I said to him that I am from the city of Makkah. So he said, come, speak to me, sit with me, quickly, I want to say something to you. And he said, tell me, has Ahmad appeared in the city of Makkah? So he said, who is Ahmad? He said, Ahmad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib. And then he described Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went on saying that he is Khatamun Nabiyyin, the last from all the prophets that will come. And according to his calculation, it is in this month that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will declare himself to be a prophet. It is in this month, according to his calculation, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will declare himself to be a prophet. And he said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be born in the city of Makkah, and he will migrate in a city which is filled with palm trees and date trees, referring to Madinatul Munawwara. And so Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah was stunned to hear this very important information coming from a monk, a scholar. And he said, I have not heard of Ahmad, but I will inquire. And he said, before you go, let me say something to you. He said, beware lest anyone was to embrace Islam before you. So make sure that you become a Muslim also. And so he returned back quickly to the city of Makkah, and he started now inquiring with the people. And he said, is there anyone here who is Ahmad? And then some of the people in Makkah said, yes, there is a man whose name is Muhammad bin Abdullah, and he claims to be a prophet. And then they said to him that the son of Quhafa, who is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, the son of Quhafa has embraced the faith of this man, and that he calls himself to be a Muslim. Now Abu Quhafa, the son of Abu Quhafa, was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and Talha ibn Ubaidullah was very close to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, business partners. And so immediately he went to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. What can friendship do? What can friendship do? Subhanallah. Good friends can open the doors of Jannah. Good friendship can open the doors of Jannah. If you have a good friend, you can even become a hafiz of the Quran. If you have a good friend, you can become muttaqi. And so this was an opening of Islam for this man. So he went to meet Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And he said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, is it true what people are saying in Makkah? That an honorable man like you, an intelligent man like you, has accepted the message of this man whose name is Muhammad. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an took hold of the hands of Talha radiallahu ta'ala an and said, Talha, sit down, listen to me. You say that I am intelligent, you are intelligent, and I am your well-wisher. Come with me now, and you also become a Muslim. And so immediately, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an took Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and related the entire incident that occurred in Basra with that monk. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled, as in indicating to him that what he said to you is the truth. And immediately he embraced Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so he was from amongst the first 8 to have embraced Islam very quickly. And initially he had accepted Islam at the hands of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala an, even before coming to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he had declared and testified to the kalima, the declaration of faith. This is Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala an. Now just imagine, my respected brothers, how much knowledge was given to the people of the book with regards to the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they knew the name of his father, they knew the name of the grandfather, they knew where he was born, they knew the place of migration, they knew that he was Khatamun Nabiyyin. They had done a complete research because of the scriptures given to them of how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look, his appearance, everything had been recorded in the scriptures. That is why in Suratul Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. Allahu Akbar. That the people who have been given the scriptures, it's very easy for them to identify Khatamun Nabiyyin, the last Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is so easy for them, like how it's easy for a father to identify his own child, his own son. وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقِّ. But unfortunately, there was always a sect, a group from amongst them, who would conceal the truth despite knowing what is right. So they would know what is right. They would know that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin. And Allah says they would recognize him like how one would recognize his own son, his own children. There's no difficulty in recognizing your own son. That is how easy it was for them to recognize Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But shaitan, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. It is very, very important that we surrender to the truth. Some people become very stubborn. That is wrong, that is against the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if someone who is younger in age was to say something to you which is right, surrender to that. Surrender to that. Don't show arrogance. This is the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the truth, and there is a lot of barakat in the truth. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his great companions, this individual Talha ibn Ubaidullah was a very senior sahabi. Often Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to the companions that if you want to see a true martyr, if you want to see a true martyr of Islam, look at Talha ibn Ubaidullah. Now again we need to understand that Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah became shaheed in the battle of Jamal, the battle of the camel. And Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah was not with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He was not in the group of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. In fact, he was in the opposite camp with Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And despite the fact that he was right in front of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the glad tidings that he is a shaheed. This shows that all of the companions were sincere and the intentions were right. The intention was not to fight one another. In fact, this confrontation that started was the doing and the works of the Munafiqeen, the Sabai sect, which has been explained. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you want to see a true shaheed, a true martyr in the path of Allah, look at the face of Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. An incredible individual. Scholars have mentioned, in fact the narrators are the sons of Talha ibn Ubaidullah. Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had many children, and he had the habit of naming his children after the prophets. After the prophets. So one of the sons' name was Isa, and the other son's name was Musa. Isa and Musa. It's nice to see, mashallah, that in our community, a lot of parents are now keeping the name Isa. You know, a lot of children that are born now are named Isa, which is good. For a while you didn't hear this name Isa. But Isa is the name of a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Musa, Isa, Adam, Yusuf. And so he named his sons Musa and Isa. Musa and Isa are the narrators, and they say that a Bedouin came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Bedouin said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a group of people who Allah has praised because of their bravery and courage in jihad fi sabilillah. And he was actually referring to this verse of Suratul Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. من المؤمنين, of the faithful ones, رجال, are men who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of the faithful ones are men who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the companions, when they would go for jihad fi sabilillah, they would make dua and they would say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we will show you the love that we have for Allah and His Rasul. And their intention was to fight until death. The intention was to fight until death. This was their intention, a vow that they put in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَزِرُ. Many of them have fulfilled their promise, and many of them are waiting for their promises to be fulfilled. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْزِيلًا. And they were sincere. They would never change their intention. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned, who are from amongst the companions who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises for their intention, just to show the love they have for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Musa and Isa, the sons of Talha ibn Ubaidullah, were in the gathering, and they say that the Bedouins were very straightforward people, and they would very abruptly at times ask questions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not respond to them and turned away. And the sons say that after a few minutes, our father, Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah, came in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned to that Bedouin and said that, "Where is that Bedouin? Call that Bedouin." And the Bedouin came, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, "You were saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises individuals. Who are these individuals?" And he pointed at Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala. Allah says that, "Min al-mu'minina rijalun sadaku ma'ahadullah alayhi." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, this refers to a group of companions, and one of them is Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah. He was a very brave soldier, a very brave man. During the Battle of Uhud, whenever Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an would speak about the Battle of Uhud, he would say that the Battle of Uhud belongs to Talha ibn Ubaidullah. That day belongs to Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah. And what is meant by that is that there was one misunderstanding from some of the companions, that they had left one section of the mountain unguarded. And what had happened is that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala attacked the Muslims from behind Jabal Uhud. And this was a surprise for the Muslims. And because of that, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was exposed to the mushrikeen. Now all of the mushrikeen could see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in front of them, and their intention, aliyazu billah, was to attack Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The only person at that time close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala. It is said that with great courage and bravery, Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala completely shielded Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Scholars have mentioned that many of his fingers were cut off and one of his hands became completely paralyzed. A severe wound he received towards the head section. And scholars have even mentioned that as many as 39 wounds were counted on the body of Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah during the Battle of Uhud. He was shielding Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam until he fell unconscious. Until he fell unconscious. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een would say that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam then pushed Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala on one side, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Talha and said to him, "Talha, for your service today in this battle, the Battle of Uhud, I have been informed that Allah has granted you the highest position in Jannah." Allahu Akbar. Allah has given you and granted you the highest position in Jannah. These were the companions, Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in, subhanallah, incredible individuals, subhanallah. Not only brave, but also a man who was extremely generous in the path of Allah. Every Sahabi was sakhi. Every Sahabi was brave. He was so sakhi, being a businessman. He would give 10,000 dirhams annually to the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam as gift. It is said that he would give Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha every year 10,000 dirhams as gift. For she was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On one occasion, a Bedouin came to Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah and said to him that, we are related. And on the basis of the ties of kinship, I want you to help me. So Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah said to him, "How can I help you?" And Hazrat Talha said to him, "I have a vacant land outside Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an has offered me 300,000 dinar for that plot." How much? 300,000 dinar for that plot. Who has offered? Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. "If you want, I can gift you that plot. Or if you want, what I can do is sell that plot to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and give you 300,000 dinar as gift." Will you find anyone, Allahu Akbar, today who can donate At this level, my respected brothers, to be so generous. Just the Bedouin that comes. And yes, I have my land towards the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. 300,000 dinar if you want. And the Bedouin said, no, don't sell it to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Give it to me as a gift. And he said, it is yours for the sake of Allah. Subhanallah. These were pure people, my respected brothers. They were connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khair Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala an became shaheed during the battle of Jamal, the battle of the camel. What had happened is that someone had struck an arrow and it hit Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an towards the leg section, and it opened up the wound that he had received in the battle of Uhud, and he started to bleed from that wound and he became shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his position and ranking. Scholars have even mentioned that after 30 years there was a need to open the qabr of Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala. How many years? 30 years. A man came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and said that in the night Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an came to me and said to me that I want you to go to Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and tell her that she must make arrangements to remove me from this grave to another grave, because water is entering into this grave, because water is coming through. And so this man immediately went to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and narrated the dream to Hazrat Aisha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, again we mentioned the name of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. What position she had amongst the companions and the tabi'een and the khulafa'i rashideen. Talk about Islam giving rights to women. So much rights, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, consulting some of the tabi'een, senior tabi'een that were there, immediately they went to the grave of Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an, and a tent was erected on top of the grave of Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an, and the grave was opened up. Ulama have mentioned every single individual that was there saw the body of Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an. It was so fresh after 30 years, it was like as if Hazrat Talha was only sleeping. It was so fresh as if Hazrat Talha was only sleeping. This is a lesson to some of the Rawafiz and the Shia sect who openly, verbally disrespect and abuse and swear at the companions, Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een, and especially Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an, just because at that time there was this confrontation that occurred between the three and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Look at the body was completely intact, completely intact. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to the companions and the tabi'een that close this grave and take the body of Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an and bury him in another section. This was Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. My respected brothers, very briefly, I wanted to explain the biography of some of the companions that were martyred in the battle of Jamal, the battle of the camel, and especially those who are considered to be senior companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever happens, we have the love of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een in our hearts. Inshallah, in the next few sessions, we will continue with the further events that occur during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadin Nabil Umi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم توفنا مسلما والحقنا بالصالحين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بك من أن نغتال من تحت أرجلنا. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم وأخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور. اللهم توفنا مسلما والحقنا بالصالحين. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.